Hallelujah. Praise you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you. At one time, one man brought sin in and sin came into this whole world. But praise God, Father, for so loving the world and loving us, you sent Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you came. And thank you that we remembering that you came about 2,000 years ago on this special day, Lord. Thank you for that reminder. But thank you more than that for the reality that you paid the price for us, that you dealt with all sin, all that which came in through Adam has been dealt with now in you. And thank you, Jesus, more than that you went and you had already overcame darkness here on the earth, and you went down into hell and you overcame darkness there, and you led captivity captive. Thank you for the prophets of old that believed in you, saw you, that longed for the kingdom and longed for the realities of heaven. You led them into heaven. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you changed everything. You changed everything on the earth, under the earth, and up in heaven, Lord. You put the devil and his angels out, and mankind entered into the kingdom. So thank you, Lord, according to your word, according to your love, there is a new heaven. And thank you how this new heaven is a reality that needs to come on earth as it is in heaven. And that's why you called us out to be co-heirs together with you, together with the prophets of old, the ecclesia, the church of the firstborn. Thank you, Lord. We are raised and seated in heavenly places in the kingdom of God. And I thank you as we make our calling and election sure, we acknowledge you in every way and you make our path straight here on planet Earth. Thank you for the time is coming where there won't be any access again into the kingdom. So thank you, Lord, that you are waking up this world at this time, Father God, by your body, by your spirit, by your angels, by your mighty love, Lord, so that people can turn away from this deception, this darkness, this demonic activities by the kings of this world and all the antichrist believers, Lord. Thank you for working powerfully, Father God. Your light has started shining 2,000 years ago on this earth, and I thank you, Father God, this light is coming and it's going to fill this earth. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Romans 13 from verse 10 to 13. I start at verse 9b. Love and value others the same way you love and value yourself. Love makes it impossible to harm another, so love fulfills all that the law requires. To live like this is all the more urgent, for time is running out, and you know it is a strategic hour in human history. It is time for us to wake up, for our full salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. Night's darkness is dissolving away as a new day of destiny dawns. So we must once and for all strip away what is done in the shadows of darkness, removing it like filthy clothes, and once and for all we clothe ourselves with the radiance of light as our weapon.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this goodness that we pick up in these few scriptures, Lord. And thank you for your goodness that has come, Lord, that you overcame and you came and you called each one of us, Lord. You called us out of darkness into your marvelous light, translated us into your kingdom, gave us new hearts and a new spirit to keep us in your love and in your love plan for our lives. Thank you, Father God, that we stay in tune with you, and thank you we understand it's a time for each and everyone out there to turn from darkness to light. And thank you, Lord, that you use us to shine like lights, as your word says so beautifully. We must work out our own salvation with fear and trembling, because it's you that is working in us to will and to do. So thank you, Lord. We hold fast to your word. We stay in tune with you on a daily basis. And I thank you, darkness has been crushed under our feet, and your kingdom, love, and beauty is being manifested, and we shine like lights in this world. Thank you, Jesus, for your great salvation. Thank you, Lord, for your great power. Thank you for backing up your goodness, your mercy, your kingdom realities in every way. And I thank you for your body to wake up in these days, because as your word says, creation is eagerly waiting for the sons of God to be revealed. The sons who are looking to you, yearning from you, and walking together with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.